morning, everybody. You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God. Todd the formerly hairy Mitchell.
There's far less hair on my mind, I'll put it that way.
This is Pat Benkin sitting in for Scott Hannon today, and our guests are with Basin Electric, and they're here to talk about St. Baldrick's. For those of you that missed all the fun in the last half hour, we convinced Todd, didn't take much convincing actually, he volunteered it, to submit to the shaving for St. Baldrick's. By the way, I want you to know, you look good, man. You look good this way. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the Facebook page and catch Todd's first picture. And, of course, we've decided he's not quite yet done. So, Tiffany, if you want to go ahead and continue cutting, here goes the beard, by the way.
Oh,
so it's all going away here while we talk about the event a little bit more. So, as we talked about in the first half hour, today's really the culmination for a lot of what you guys have been working on the last while.
Absolutely. We've had so many build-up events within the community and also outside of the community. In other states, our facilities in Wyoming have stepped up. In Mercer County as well had an event yesterday. MDU has several tandem events throughout the country, and like Mike mentioned earlier, one even in Hawaii. So really, this Brave the Shave campaign is making quite the sweep across the Midwest and beyond. And in fact, last year, our campaign ranked among the top 10 campaigns in the world.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. We had the CEO from St. Baldrick's come out and meet with us at Basin Electric and also at Sanford. And it's been a wonderful partnership and so good.
So how many? You said you have 300. You'll have over 300 shavees by the time you're done here. How does that compare to previous years?
Every year it's grown. Every year it's grown. And we, as Mary mentioned earlier, we thought initially Ted and myself, a couple others, you know, agreed to shave, and that was the way it was going to go. But frankly, it just, that year alone skyrocketed. Now with 300, it's just gotten more and more impressive, the commitment that people are bringing to this. And I want to mention one. You know, Pat, with me, it's all about raising cash. I'm pretty tenacious in this aspect. So I want to mention that, again, when we were at the Sanford event, Dr. Seibel agreed to shave her head. But at that time as well, Kate, who is an oncology nurse at Sanford, decided that she wanted to do this as well. And she committed to actually shave her head. And I said, well, you know what? If you're committed to that, we'll commit to try to raise $5,000 for you. And so this past week, so she said she'd come back today at 1:30 to the event at the Y. And between then and now, she was going to try to raise $5,000. So if you haven't had an opportunity, you come over at 1:30. And this is a person who every day deals with illness that these kids have to, and so she knows, and so she's got that level of commitment as well, and we want to support her and those kids who are facing this.
And, you know, just another shout-out, if you go to our Facebook page, if you look up Basin Electric Brave the Shave, you can keep up to date with all the events, photos, updates, and fundraising, but we also have a video on there featuring Dr. Seibel, who Mike mentioned earlier, and Kate as well, along with a family that we're on at this year's event, and you can see that commitment from both Kate and Dr. Seibel firsthand, and they're just truly remarkable women, and the video really, really, if it doesn't compel you to want to support this organization, I don't know what will.
Well, and you know, again, to the serious side of things, hard to be serious as you watch Todd get shaved. But
looks like he's going to sleep.
He's being rolled into it. Yeah. Trying to keep the hair out of my eyes. There's all this hair flying all over the place.
You know, we don't want you to see what it looks like. No, just kidding. You look beautiful like this. Well, I should probably have Mary say that, not me. But anyway, rest
the word is handsome, Pat.
Handsome, handsome. You're handsome. I'm sorry.
Hey, now, keep it open.
Now that, not that there's anything wrong. Oh, just that we went down a whole bad path there. But again, we come back to the reality of this is that this is to raise money for research for children's cancer. Cancer is a major problem in this country, in this world. Nowhere is it more heart-wrenching than when you see it happen to kids. Everybody knows stories of kids that have been through this. The amazing thing, though, is that in all of this is that these research dollars are starting to make a difference. If you know much about healthcare and the changes in healthcare and the gene therapies and some of the breakthroughs that we're starting to see in that area, that there really is a return on investment, for lack of a better phrase, in what's going on here.
And these research dollars are foundational research dollars in a lot of ways. Cancer is a disease that touches at all levels, and so as these research dollars are applied, it filters into all areas of healthcare. I'll give you an example. Last year, there was a young woman whose daughter had just been diagnosed with cancer, and it was a cancer behind her eye. And 3 years ago, she would not have kept her eye. But because she was able to, they were able to use some new techniques that had just been developed, that girl was at our event this last year, just a couple days ago, and she had her vision, and she had her eye, and she was doing well.
Absolutely. And, you know, to that point, 83 cents of every dollar donated to St. Baldrick's goes directly to those research grants and such as the ones that Mike mentioned as well. And we also have seen tremendous improvement in the treatment of leukemia in the recent years as well. And, you know, sadly, these kids just, they keep getting diagnosed, especially within this community. We've seen an uptick, which makes the need for the research and breakthrough technology and innovation even more critical. And St. Baldrick's fits that niche. When you look at the overall scope of cancer funding, pediatric cancer funding receives a very small portion of that. So it is important to get out and support St. Baldrick's because they are life-saving treatments that they're working on.
Well, like I said, I mean, you guys have seen some of those stories firsthand of the impact that this disease or the variety of diseases that we're talking about has on these families and on these young people. And it's always rewarding to hear the good stories, but it's heart-wrenching to hear the people that are struggling with this, or quite frankly, the ones that have this disease as claimed. So it's a serious business that we talk about. It's a lighthearted effort, and thanks to the thousands of people, both in terms of donors, but also the people, the shaving, but people like Tiffany. Tiffany, I would not cut that head of hair either. I should see this woman. She has these long red locks.
It's beautiful.
I get that. But, you know, everybody can do their part.
Absolutely.
Whether you're donating, volunteering, you talked before about just giving, you know, 5 to 7 inches is another option for women with long hair. It's there's a million ways that you can participate in this and not look like Todd, thank goodness.
You know, even if you can't be at the event today, there, you can still be there virtually. We're going to have a live feed to our event. So if you go on basinelectric.com, there'll be a link so you can watch the event. Also, we have an online auction that has been really, really active in the last few days. We have wonderful items that have been donated. Twins tickets, a hotel package, several great items, and it has become quite the competition out there. So you can, that auction runs through 8 p.m. today, and then we have an additional silent auction at the event. So many thanks to the folks who have donated items and time and talent.
Do you know why there's not a professional sports team in North Dakota?
Is this a joke?
Because then Minnesota would want one, too. No,
I see.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You brought up the Twins.
Right away.
We really sorry. We're going to win Twins. Oh, sorry. Back to the topic at hand. No, again, if you want to contribute to Todd, and if you... wait, you just got to go look at him. That's the best part, is that you can check him out online. Go to... Todd, what's the Facebook page?
You can either go to mine, Todd Mitchell, or KFYR Radio, or What's in Your Mind, either one of those three on Facebook.
And he's posted on all of them. That
we'll
first
get
one
him on
you took was
St. Baldrick's too.
There you go. That first one looked a little like you weren't all that comfortable. He's looking a little. Well, no, none of them are very placated at this point.
Well, no, the one where I still have the beard, but I've lost the top of the head. That's kind of my professional wrestling look.
There. Now the only thing you got to really worry about, Todd, is you need to worry and get a little sun on the chrome dome, because that'll complete the look. Then you'll look like like it's a natural thing.
That's a pair of shades.
It's a little
dangerous.
It's a little. This is a Breaking Bad story right here. You get that.
You got my money, boy. Where's my money?
You get that hat and the pair of shades, and suddenly it's a Breaking Bad episode. So, but again, if you want to give money for Todd's effort, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com or kfire.com. There's a link there to the St. Baldrick's effort, and so you can give money there. Or if you want to get involved, you can either go to the St. Baldrick's website, or I suspect they can call you folks.
Absolutely. We will, if you want to get involved, we will gladly put you to work.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in today. I know you got a lot going on today, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and all the things you got doing today, and also for Rain. Tiffany, thank you to you. You did a great job. He looks passable.
Yes.
There's only so much you can do with him. There's only so much you can do with
him. How does it feel? Are you cold?
No, not yet, but I'm sure the second I step out.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody, welcome to What's on Your Mind. And Todd Mitchell, better known as Todd the Radio God, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Appreciate you participating in the show today, or at least participating by listening. We really haven't had an opportunity for callers today, only because of the, well, first of all, Congressman Kramer was here and on a very short leash because of a pending vote. And then we got into the fun and frivolity of the St. Baldrick's deal.
I do feel lighter.
Well, I was going to say, you look good, man. It's a good look for you. I'm a big believer. You know, I was in the first year. I had my head shaved the first year and decided to take it all the way down to the Rick Anthony look. And that is not for me. That does not work for me.
For whom St. Paul Rick is named.
A little hair is nice. There's no question about that. I do want to thank the folks from Basin of being here today and also for all the work they've done on this. This thing has been amazing. You know, this started as what they thought was going to be a small project 7 years ago, and overwhelming success that first year, and has only grown since then, and by all indications it's going to be a huge event. And all the folks that have gotten involved, MDU, Cooper Chevrolet, all the different people, think about that. This little fundraising, this little inspiration of the moment 7 years ago ended up being a and the fact where they have raised over $1 million through the first 6 years. And we'll add to that total here by the end of the day because they've been at this for a couple of weeks now. You know, you're going to have to get a vacuum cleaner.
I was not nearly as gray as I thought I was looking around the floor here.
Well, I do want to ask.
I had more gray.
Have we heard, has your fiance weighed in on any of this yet?
No, I just shot her a text to have her call the show here because I'd be curious because I shot her the pictures first before I put them up on social media, but. I do kind of like the menacing look with me and the beard, but not the hair on the top of the head.
Todd, I hate to break this to you. There's not a menacing thing in you. So, it's just...
That's supposed to be a secret there.
Yeah, no, it's called teddy bear is what that's called.
Oh, so. Look at that go here.
Although, I have to use the word handsome. I can't wear beautiful anymore.
Tiffany from Identity Salon, the one who chopped my head off today. Good job.
It's a good look. You'll want to keep it like this for the wedding coming up in May. So.
Well, I'll let Carrie chime in on that. And it's a mutual decision thing.
So
guess what? I'm going to be in the pictures soon, and she has to look at those pictures the rest of her life.
So. Well, and I want to thank Jim here for the general manager at Clear Channel. He ponied up $50, and now as soon as he comes forward with the other $50, we'll be in good shape because we're fully expecting $100. If I can put $100 into this, and Mike Eagle put in $100 to this deal too, I think I think the least he can do is pony up with another $50.
Well, and since his name is sitting right there, if you look at the list, Gene Grainer had popped in. So,
oh, nice.
So, I'm not going to twist Jim's arm. I'll leave that to you.
Oh yeah, no, that, there's definite downside for that. I have nothing to lose because I'm free talent.
Well, you're going to be more effective at twisting his arm than I will ever be.
I happen to be. You know, there's two kinds of radio talent. There's good and there's free, and I happen to be free. So.
Does that mean I'm good?
Yeah,
because exactly. I collect a paycheck. Wow,
that's why you lasted in the business. I got run out years ago. So.
I lasted.
20 years.
The text just came in. Oh, okay.
There we go. We now have Jim up to a manly total. Not everybody has to give $100, by the way, but it was important for Jim to do that. It's the principle of the thing. But
I couldn't see him being outdone by you. Anyway.
Yeah, no. There is no way.
At least in lockstep with you.
I was disappointed that he would even consider not rising to the challenge. But like I said, not everybody has to do $100. Everybody can do whatever they want to and whatever they're comfortable. But if you do want to contribute to Todd's effort today on St. Baldrick's and also help fund children's cancer research both nationally, and that money is finding its way back here to North Dakota to help local research efforts as well, you can go to the kfire.com website or you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. So we're going to bridge over to another topic here after the break. We have Adam Hamm with the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, and of course, not necessarily directly related to this. Although we'll have to ask Adam if he'll cut his hair.
Those were on the topic.
I think we might as well ask him if he's going to shave down a little bit too. But I do want to get the numbers out there if you want to participate. participate in the discussion today. The local number in Bismarck is 258-0550. That's 258-0550 or 800-228-0550.
I was hoping my fiance Carrie, I shot her a text. I was hoping she'd call in on the show, but she might be in shock. They may be picking her up off the floor going, wow, I've waited 50 years to marry him, but now he looks like that. Or I don't know. I mean, well, I suppose you don't know if you're into the ball look until you see it, right?
I have to ask, did you get permission first?
I not only did I get permission, but she was very supportive, saying how brave it was. Let me pull up the exact, because I don't want to misquote here. I admire your courage agreeing to shave your head. Proud of you. We'll have to feed you lots of protein so your hair comes back in time for the wedding.
You know, I have to. I'm not even going to go there. I will tell you that, you know, in my case, and I think you should consider, let it be for a little bit just to see if it grows on you. And I don't mean that in a funny way. But
epic and everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be playing here all day long. So, no, the key here is that. Yeah, you might grow into this. I know an awful lot of guys who have been through this process for St. Baldrick's that have ended up staying the way. In fact, Mike Eagle, who was just here, typically keeps his hair pretty short, but he grew it out for the purposes of effect today. Did you hear him say as he's leaving he's going to dye his hair periwinkle first before he gets shaved today? So
I thought that was interesting.
I think it'd
he's
be
trying to hide that fact, but now it's out.
Most of the time, you threaten people to not cut it all off if you give them more money. But in this case, I think we could actually raise some additional money out of Mike Eagle if we see his hair get dyed and then threaten not to cut it at all. Because
that
would make an interesting discussion in the halls of Basin Electric. But I want to thank Mary Miller and Mike Eagle from Basin Electric being here today to share with us all the work that they're doing and all the other partners that have been involved in this effort. It's a great charity. As I mentioned, 7 years ago, I was one of the first shavees. And it's a great charity, it's a great event, and of course it's a great way for people to get involved, either through shaving their head, giving money, or acting as a volunteer. If you want to learn more, you can go to stbaldricks.com and then search for Basin Electric. You'll find out more about what Basin's doing here in this part of the world, and all the partners from Cooper Chevrolet to MBU to there's just a ton of people involved, and all that information is out on their website. Or you can call Mary Miller at Basin Electric here in Bismarck, North Dakota. So,
and if you go to stbaldricks.org and search for Todd Mitchell, you'll see mine. I notice a lot of people are giving verbal pledges but haven't actually punched them into the site. We got to get that going here.
Oh, absolutely. It'll happen. I'm convinced we'll get you to $1,000 before the day is over. So, I mean, all the people that love Todd the Radio God, or the people
my mom and my dad. I was going to give them. Okay.
I was going to say, or the ones that don't love Todd the Radio Guy.
That's probably higher.
I was going to say out of mocking in the situation. So
just remember, it's for the kids, it's for cancer, it's for a good cause. I don't get the money, they get the money.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell and Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon today. We'll have Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm after the break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you've had enough for winter, it's time to head for Walker, Minnesota, Leech Lake, and one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake. Did you know they have a stunning spa resort within a resort there? It's the Copper Door Aveda Spa. And what a way to thaw out after all this brutal cold. A spa treatment, body treatments, skin therapy, all kinds of great spa packages, massages, nail care, they do it all. And get a load of this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at the Chase, and your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa, or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for only $199. Less than $100 a night. But you need to call to book your reservations right now. 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. Call right now to reserve yours. 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
And it's 10:32 on a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, leading into a beautiful Friday afternoon. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell, the recently shorn Todd Mitchell. We just finished a break on the St. Baldrick's fundraiser, and Todd was kind enough to participate in that. In fact, shorn. I was going to tell you that our next guest is North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm, and I think you should issue a challenge to him, Todd, to do the same. Hello.
How about that, Adam Hamm? What do you, you know, I've gotten shorn today. How about you?
Well, good morning, Pat and Todd. I tell you what, if you can get all the statewide elected officials to do it, I'm in.
Well, and that's quite the challenge, isn't it?
And I was going to say, for some of them, that wouldn't be that much hair loss. So, no, I, on a serious note, thank you for joining the show today, Commissioner Hamm. We were just in the process of raising a little money for St. Baldrick's prior to your attending, so we're still in the frivolous fun mode of things. And I was trying to tell Todd, he looks good like this. He might want to continue to keep this look. Now, you, on the other hand, have a beautiful head of hair and would probably not be an appropriate person. Although, if you want to give a little money to Todd's... If you want to give some money to Todd's effort, you can, you know, go on to St. Baldrick's and we'd be able to take your money.
I would definitely be happy to do that because that is a great cause, and Todd should be commended for shaving off his locks.
Well, back to the topic at hand. And by the way, if you have questions or comments for the commissioner, the numbers to call are 258-050-050. What is it? 0550. Or let me try that
again.
Yeah,
you use speed dial. You never have to call it, right?
258-0550. Or toll free 1-800-228-0550.
Perfect.
Adam, one of the reasons why we asked you to come in today and talk a little bit about insurance issues is there are two things we want to talk about. We want to get into a little bit about the impact of Affordable Care Act here in North Dakota. But before we get into that, caller came in with a concern about a policy that her mother had for retirement, for long-term care insurance. And while we can't go into the specifics here, obviously, for obvious reasons, I thought it would be interesting for people and probably helpful for people as they deal with these issues to really know what kind of recourse they have if they have a concern that their insurance company isn't fulfilling the promise of the policy, or how that might be handled by a constituent here in North Dakota.
Yeah, we deal with those issues every day. We have complaint investigators both on the property casualty side, you know, home, auto type of insurance, or on the life and health side. And so if folks think that they're not being treated fairly by their insurance company, if there's a claim that's denied, if there's a coverage issue that they believe that the insurance company is not dealing with properly, they can certainly contact us, work with my complaint investigators, and try and get to the bottom of the situation. And what my folks do is they work as a go-between between the policyholder and the insurance company to try and get the issue resolved. So my folks, and they do a great job working on those issues, handle those sorts of things on a day-to-day basis, and we're happy to help the people in North Dakota.
Well, and again, if they have a concern, where can they call, or where can they get a hold of your investigators?
Sure. The phone number is 701-328-2440. That's 701-328-2440. You can just find us on the Internet. Just type into any search engine, North Dakota Insurance Department. It'll pull up our website.
And thank you for that. One of the topics of the day, in fact, Congressman Kramer was talking about this, and we'll get into some of the other issues in a little bit, but yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed a change to the way that the flood insurance policies and program is done in North Dakota. That's got to have a fairly significant impact on the people of North Dakota, especially those that are required or choose to carry flood insurance.
It will have an impact up here. The main reason that legislation came to pass was because of southern states. You know, the Bigger Waters legislation that passed a couple years ago was going to start to phase in some really dramatic rate increases for folks down in the Louisiana, Florida, you know, that region of the country. And there was a lot of homeowners who were getting to the point where they weren't going to be able to stay in their home, or if they wanted to sell their home, weren't going to be able to sell it because of the flood insurance rate increases that were going to be hitting their property. And so they went for relief from Congress and got that. So it will be impacting some of the folks up here in the Midwest and the northern part of the country, but primarily it's going to be down in the southern part of the country that's going to be impacted by this legislation that just got signed yesterday.
Well, and while we all support trying to make that self-funding, the concept of having some of those, and I know people that have seen those kinds of premium increases on the horizon, to be able to phase that in so people can adjust to it a little more readily and make that more manageable certainly is the right thing to do. We need to get these kind of programs back where they're self-sufficient, but we don't need to do it all at one time.
You just hit the nail on the head, because the reality is the National Flood Insurance Program is completely underwater. It's something in the neighborhood of $30 billion underwater. So it has to get back to the point where this thing can be a program that, you know, is sustainable for the long haul. But to do it, you know, completely on the backs of homeowners almost all at once is simply not, you know, that's not a way to achieve it.
One of the other areas that I thought we might talk about, considering the time of year we're in and kind of what all has transpired over the last few months, including some of the changes the administration has put in or delays that they've put in, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's called, what kind of effect are you seeing it have here in North Dakota? Where are we at in North Dakota? And then I've got the million-dollar question, even as it relates to my company in this regard. But give us an update on what's happening here in North Dakota with that.
Sure. Okay, here's the Reader's Digest version. The law was passed in March of 2010, and it was basically sold on three promises. The first promise was that it was going to drastically reduce the amount of uninsured folks in the country. It was going to add about 30 million more people to have health insurance coverage. Second promise was that it was going to drastically reduce everybody's premiums. The promise was about $2,500 per family per year. And then the third promise was that it was going to drastically increase competition through these exchanges. Well, we're now 3.5 years into the law, and none of those things have come to pass. Premiums continue to go up. Competition hasn't gone up. In fact, it's gone down in the exchanges versus the off-exchange market. And as we're seeing with the take-up rate in these exchanges, whether it's the federal exchanges or the state exchanges, the actual uninsured rate is not going down substantially because people are not buying the products.
Well, and that obviously is a concern. There was some discussion by some of the North Dakota legislative leaders from the Democrat side of the aisle that the state of North Dakota should have really done their own exchange as a way to having bypassed some of the problems the federal program has had. But what's really happening with exchanges around the country, whether it be a state-led or a federal-led program?
Well, let's start with the state exchanges. It's been a complete mixed bag out there. First of all, the minority of states decided to build their own exchange. Most went with having the federal government run it. So for the states that decided to do it on their own, some have had some success. For example, the state of Washington or the state of Kentucky. But other states like Maryland or Hawaii have been a miserable failure. And then there's kind of, you know, in between with the other states. So that's kind of been the state experience. The main reason that I said we should not do a state exchange in North Dakota is because of the fact that once you get to January of 2015, all federal money runs out to help prop up these state exchanges, and then a state is responsible to pay for it on a go-forward basis. And as you can see, with the take-up rate for these exchange products in North Dakota, as of the end of February, we've only got 5,000 people in this federally run exchange in North Dakota. We could have ended up in a situation where once you got to 2015, this thing would have been a money pit for the state of North Dakota. We would not have been bringing in enough money to pay for the operations of the exchange on a month-to-month basis, which then would have required general fund dollars to offset those losses. So it was the completely right decision for the North Dakota legislature to take a pass and let the federal government run the exchange. Now, with respect to how that's going, as I'm sure you know, the first couple months were a miserable failure for the federal exchange. The healthcare.gov website was a total train wreck. They have since fixed that a little bit. But again, the take-up rate of Americans buying these products is way behind schedule. As I said, in North Dakota, you're talking end of February, a grand total of 5,000 people are part of or covered by exchange products in our state. The total across the country is about 4 million, and they're looking to make sure they have 7 million by the end of March. That's 2 weeks from now. So it's not working on the federal level either.
And I think their goal of the newly insured was, you know, they were only trying to get to 25% and that 7 million. So, I mean, you're talking about, we're talking about not achieving the 25% goal. This isn't the goal of getting everybody insured. But, and I digress on that. The bigger issue, and I'm actually glad to see that we've moved beyond the whole failings of the website as we talk about this, because that was a short-term symptomatic issue. The bigger issue is what it's doing to rates around the country and right here in North Dakota. I got my Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I, as you know, I cover my people. I pay 100% of their health care needs, whether that's an individual or a family. And I've done that for 20 years. And of course, like all businesses that pay any portion of health insurance, I've been concerned about the rising rates. But my insurance premium increase this last time was 31%. 31%. Now, that has a dramatic impact on our company to be able to afford to continue to provide health care. In fact, we're looking at, for the first time in 20 years, we're looking at alternatives because of the cost. I mean, just in my, you know, we have 45 employees, just conveniently under the number, and that's one of my frustrations in all this, is that not only are the premiums for my Blue Cross plan, but my alternatives that were supposed to be up for small business to be able to look for other ways of fulfilling the need, the SHOP program, got delayed a year. So we're stuck with what we have or putting people into the individual market. And so it's this whole thing is unraveled, even in the things that might have helped save or keep things on track in terms of cost. Those things are all getting pushed back because of the dysfunction of the overall system. And it's really distressing to me. And I know that I speak for a lot of businesses here in North Dakota that are having similar problems.
It was an unrealistic promise that the administration made in the lead-up to the passage of the law that Obamacare was going to result in premiums for folks going down. The way the law was set up, it was never going to achieve that. Or if it did, it was going to be far, far into the future under the most optimistic scenarios for the law. It clearly hasn't worked out to date. Oh, go ahead.
Commissioner, I'm going to have to take a break. Can you hang on and we'll finish up this conversation on the other side of the break? You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You know, there is hope. I've been complaining a couple of times I filled in that the bumper music is kind of wimpy that Scott uses. So I'm glad to hear it's picking up a little bit that way.
Yeah.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Our guest is North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm. And Adam, before the break, we talked a little bit about the dysfunction being created by this ever-changing landscape of what implementation of the Affordable Care Act and what that is having on North Dakota ratepayers, North Dakota businesses, and also even the uninsured. And I know that that's a topic more than the 6 minutes we have here, but I thought I'd get a chance for you to finish your answer.
Well, as I was saying before the break, it was unrealistic to expect the premiums were going to go down because of Obamacare. And what we have seen since the law went into effect is that premiums continue to go up about what they have been doing historically. But now, because of the requirements of the law and all the taxes and fees included within the law, that is now having to be added into the premium mix. And so the end result, the punchline is premiums are going up higher than they were before Obamacare. So that in some ways is just kind of poured gasoline on the fire of this cost issue.
We've got a caller from Jerry from Aberdeen. Let's go to our caller. Jerry, welcome to the show. Did you have a question or a comment for the commissioner?
Kind of both, actually. Probably not going to like hearing this, but my premium actually went down on account of the Affordable Care Act, partly due to the fact that I did switch from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which increased my premium to $700 and some odd cents. And after going to the Affordable Care Act website, I found a policy exactly the same through Avera at $535, so actually a $200 increase. And I was happy to hear him actually admit that historically the price of insurance has increased due to you getting older. The way some of your Republicans talk, it's all on account of the Obamacare, not the fact that as you get older, your insurance will go up as it has historically.
So did you get a subsidy in that as well, or is that just straight
no,
up insurance?
No, I was over the $40,000, so the subsidy did not kick in. I'm right at the borderline of subsidy kicking in.
Well, Jerry, good for you. I'm glad that that worked out for you. It's we've been looking at that as just having our, you know, giving our people money and having them go out to the exchange and buying their individual insurance. And we're finding that it, even through the insurance exchange on the federal site, it's going to cost them more than what we're paying even through the increased Blue Cross Blue Shield program. You're in South Dakota. There might be some plans available that aren't here in North Dakota, but I'm telling you, this is not up to me alone. There's a lot of people in this same boat that are, especially businesses like myself that pay for insurance, that are really getting hammered on this in a big way. So I'm glad it's working out for you. I have a feeling that as you look at the rest of the landscape, you're the exception, not the rule. So Jerry, thanks for calling in. Adam, as far as go ahead.
That just because he raises a good point, and this is what I think will lead into what ultimately will be whether or not Obamacare is here for the long haul or not. And that is, some folks, like Jerry, are being helped by the law, either because of a subsidy to help them purchase exchange or because of the expansion of Medicaid or some of the other provisions in the law that an individual might like. So there will be a bucket of folks that are helped by the law, but there's also going to be a bucket of folks that are hurt by the law, as you have already talked about a few minutes ago. And after you get about a year, 18 months down the road, and all the dust has settled here on the law, we're going to know how many people are in those two buckets. And depending on which bucket or which group has more folks in it, will determine the future of this law. If there's way more people hurt than helped, you can guarantee that they're going to be pushing their elected officials in D.C. to do something about the law, either to gut it or to repeal it. If it's the reverse and more people are helped than hurt, then Obamacare is probably here for the long haul.
And there are elements of this that do make sense, and probably, you know, the issue of pre-existing condition is an issue that has plagued folks and part of what's adding to the cost of all of this. The problem is that, you know, in big part, it's the radical nature and it's the bureaucratic nature of the way it was done rather than expanding Medicaid or some of those programs, which North Dakota embraced and quite frankly I supported. That's an aspect of Affordable Care Act that made sense because we're using an existing program to do that and not creating a brand new paradigm in healthcare. It's the other side of it, the intrusion in the private insurance and the private healthcare side, that really has been the disaster in this.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. The only bone I'd pick with you is I didn't agree with the expansion of Medicaid for North Dakota, like a number of other states didn't go along with it, because I don't believe the federal government's promise of the free money to begin with, and then ultimately the 90-10 split. I think they're going to go back on their word on that, and ultimately the state share is going to go up beyond the 10%. And so because I don't trust the federal government on that issue, my two cents was we shouldn't have gone with the expansion of Medicaid.
Well, and I tend to not necessarily disagree with you that you can't trust the federal government. But in terms of implementation of some sort of health care reform, especially for the uninsured, it made more sense to go with a program that we already had most of the bugs worked out on. And quite frankly, the legislature did put the caveat on is if they're not going to fund it, if the government, you know, backs out of the deal. I tend to look at it and say, you know, with what's going on with federal spending and the deficits, we're going to have a difficult time to meet that need in the future. Who knows how it's all going to play out going forward. But you're absolutely right. And like my point being is there are some aspects of this that are good and things that really should be in the discussion. Unfortunately, what didn't, even though it was promised, was the whole how are we going to rein in health care costs. And that's the part that's really starting to come home to roost, I know, for a lot of people here in North Dakota. Commissioner, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate you answering our one caller's question on both Obamacare, but also on the problems with her insurance company. So.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.